TexasScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
What a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
A 5-point second half for Botkins, which is still amazingly right in this game. Pretty baseline left. Goes to the rim. Great feed. Carter Kleiman got it for two. 36-34. Botkins within a goal. 3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Locked on the play.
Wow.
Locked on the play. Jacob Kleiman. Outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Botkins up one. Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
What a great shot, a great break, and what an incredibly great block by Kleiman at the other end. I mean, he just stuffed him.
38-37. Trojans trail. Jamison Meyer back on the floor for Botkins. Carter Kleiman inbounding right of the rim. On the arc to Jamison. He lets it fly for 30. It's good! It's good! Botkins up two. Botkins up two. Jacob Kleiman to the stripe. 7:4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Kleiman up. It is rimming around and going in! Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Botkins up four. Botkins up four. 44-40. 7:4 remaining. Is there any denying this is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021? No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were.
Colleen Brandewey knocks it down. She hurled in a triple, a high archer. Redskins 51, Convoy Crestview 20. Fort Laramie, AP poll champs 3 straight years. This is state title number 3 in the last 8 completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Laramie.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Laramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Laramie denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24 and McDonald 60-26. Wow. No doubt who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors, Caitlin Gaston, Marin Heitkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jaden Goodoff, Clara Gebhardt,
Paige Heilerman. They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus, ever.
Baseline left shoulder. Oh, what a maneuver. Oh, what a maneuver. Great drive. Shoulder head fake to the rack for a deuce.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good afternoon to all of you. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Botkins High School. It's a New Year's Eve matinee game. Boys basketball at its finest. Botkins from the Shelby County Athletic League. Marion Local from the Midwest Athletic Conference. The Botkins Trojans 8-0, have not played in 8 days. Marion Local 4-1, having played 3 games this week. The Flyers suffered their first loss of the year last night to St. Henry in the Coldwater Holiday Tournament. Final score 52-49. Botkins Trojans have whipped 8 straight opponents, winning game 1 of the season over Jackson Center by 10, 34-24 here. Jackson Center victorious last night, big win at home against Anna. Next Friday night, Jackson Center hosts Botkins in a big Shelby County Athletic League contest next Friday night. Botkins 5-0 in the SCAL. Fort Loramie and Jackson Center 4-2. Rushi 3-2. Anna 3-3. Fairlawn 1-5. Houston 0-6. Marion Local, by the way, figures to be right in the thick of the title chase in the MAC. Versailles, perhaps a slight favorite, but then it's a mix and match. Marion Local, mighty tough. St. Henry, which beat Marion Local last night, is good. Fort Recovery, New Bremen is outstanding. So we got a juggernaut of a matchup here today. Two very big teams go at it. Botkins and Marion Local, sizable clubs. In fact, we'll talk about the heights of the two teams in a matter of minutes. As you all know, Jacob Plyman 6'6", Carter Plyman 6'5", for Botkins. And Marion Local features a 6'8 sophomore, a 6'7 freshman. How about that? From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Here today, for these two teams, the key building components are building blocks that are big. They're huge. As I mentioned, the Plymans for Botkins and for Marion Local, 6'7", Austin Niekamp, 6'8", Jack Kanapke. The key building components for these two clubs in this game this afternoon. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Our anchor underwriting sponsors here today for this game between Botkins and Marion Local: American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution. Gaufney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. Go Gaufney, we've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GaufneyFurniture.com. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. We could not have been conceived without the assistance, the support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Thank you very much to all the staff and associates at LaCal, Mary Lee Smock, Roger Dietrich, and others at LaCal. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection.
The Sidney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 Jam FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. A new sponsor, the Cell Phone Shop in the Harshman Plaza, Harshman Road, North Dayton. That's an extension of Needmore. They are experts. They'll even repair your phone for water damage. How about that? Mention scoresbroadcast.com. Receive 15% off at the Cell Phone Shop in the Harshman Plaza, Harshman Road in North Dayton. Harshman is an extension of Needmore off I-75. Other new sponsors, the Family Resource Center based in Findlay, an office in Sydney, FRCOhio.com. We believe people recover. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at VictrusHealth.com. Victrus, V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S. You are treated individually with functional medicine. And Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney. Serving families with dignity and respect. Phone 937-492-5130. The freshman game here today between Botkins and Marion Local began at 11. The junior varsity tilt is winding down at the moment. A minute left. It's 37-33. Marion Local by four. Botkins has rallied from behind to cut it to four. Well, at the half of the JV game, a young man by the name of Zane Paul, a Botkins graduate last spring, was recognized for eclipsing the 100 goal mark in his soccer career at Botkins. And his Botkins jersey with a big 107 on it is hung on the wall not far from the jersey of Tricia Dietz Mullen, who in her career, which ended in the volleyball season of 2007, she scored 1,310 kills, 1,310 spikes. Zane is alongside. Wow, marvelous soccer season for you, great career, basketball likewise. You're at Heidelberg now. Are you majoring in soccer or basketball?
I'd wish. It'd make it a lot easier. But no, I'm majoring in exercise science.
Okay, exercise science. You got your workout in the soccer field at Botkins, 107 goals. How many left-footed goals, how many right-footed goals from the striker position?
I'd say I'm right-foot dominant. Most, probably about 80 of them were from a right foot.
Okay. Yeah. Are you playing up front as a striker at Heidelberg?
Yeah, Heidelberg, I play striker. I play up in the front.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I asked you 15, 20 minutes ago, the most number of goals you scored in a soccer match at Botkins, and the answer was?
Five, yeah.
Five, wow.
Multiple times.
Five multiple mm-hmm. times.
Yep.
My goodness, in 25 matches with five goals in each match, you would have eclipsed 100 without question.
Yeah, I'm very blessed.
What was your biggest goal? I know that the Botkins soccer team made some fantastic runs in tournament play. In fact, state semifinalist in 2019, regional finalist in 2020. And while you played at Botkins, a record of 59-10-7 for the Botkins soccer team, two-time player of the year in the Western Ohio Soccer League, two times first team All-Ohio. Wow, those are amazing accomplishments. I got to see you play once, and I marveled. You scored two goals in that match. Soccer, basketball, do they mix, overlap? Do skills in one sport help you in the other?
They seem like very different sports. One use your hands and the other use your feet, but soccer translates a lot onto the basketball court because you use your feet the entire time, and you jump right into basketball season, so your footwork is very good. And conditioning, I mean, some soccer players play up to or run up to 9 miles a game, so it's just, yeah.
Well, I tell you what, soccer translated very well to basketball for you. Botkins Trojans, defending state champs in boys division four, having won the title last March, your senior year when you graduated. And one of my biggest highlights was the three-pointer you made in the last couple minutes against Columbus Grove to salt that game away. I think I described it in this fashion. Ball thrown to Zane Paul. Here comes the dagger. He's got it. He's got it. Three-pointer by Zane. And we said that a lot here on the air when you played. I remember the midcourt three-pointer to beat Fort Loramie at the Redskins gym. Yeah. Recall that moment for us.
It seems like forever ago, but definitely one of my favorite moments. I just remember coming to the bench. Coach Powell was like, hey, someone's got to take a shot. So I was like, I want it. I mean, there was nobody else going to take it, so I was like, I'll take it. So we seen it come out. They play high, like near the first volleyball line. So we J-cut underneath the basket, and I didn't see anyone in front of me, so I let it fly. There's nothing else to it, I guess.
Yeah, you took two or three running steps. There weren't but, what, maybe 4 to 5 seconds on the clock?
Yeah.
If that. Yeah, yeah. Your biggest game-winning soccer goal, do you recall that moment?
For me, that's bigger than the Laramie game just because it was a state regional semi.
Wow.
Yeah, versus Cincinnati Marymount. One of my cousins, this is Zach Ware, he heads it off the post. I come flying in, headed in the back of net with 60 minutes on the clock. And Cincinnati Marymount ended up winning state my senior year. They're a very good team. They have an All-American on their team named Luke Brothers. Yeah, it was definitely one of my most memorable games I've ever played in.
How far out on the field away from the goal was that difference maker you made against Marymount?
Oh, I got lucky. I just crashed. It's like getting an offensive rebound. I was right there. Just had to put it in. Yeah.
Oh, you cleaned it up.
I cleaned it up, yeah.
And what was the final score of that match?
1-0, so it was a game winner.
Woo. At what point in the match was that goal?
There was like 30 minutes left in the match. So okay. In soccer, that's the short amount of time.
Sure. You just have to play good, solid defense the rest of the way.
Yeah.
What do you think of this year's version of Botkins High School basketball? 8-0, great start.
I mean, they look great. I mean, Jacob Plyman, he looks stronger, a lot stronger than he did last year. And Carter Plyman looks comfortable playing the point guard. It's definitely a difference maker when you have a 6'5 point guard and then 6'6 in the paint. And then Jameson Meyer, lights out shooter from the arc. And then Jaden Wendell has really come along here in this past couple games. I've been home from him, college, been watching him. He's been shooting well. And then Dylan Topp, best footwork I've ever seen in the county. And he's just offensive rebounds flying around. So, yeah, compared to last year, I'd say last year we were very complete. But this year they're working towards it. There's some kinks, but that's with anybody this early. So
sure.
Yeah.
I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McVie. We're talking with Zane Paul, Botkins graduate last spring, who helped lead the Botkins Trojans to the state championship in boys Division IV basketball. For his success on the soccer field, he was recognized here today. His jersey was hung on the wall down to a right here at the Botkins gym. A big 107 on the Zane Paul jersey, signifying his 107 career soccer goals at Botkins. And to the left is the jersey of Tricia Dietz Mullen, a 1,310 on that jersey as she finished her volleyball career in 2007 at Botkins. And she scored 1,310 points via spikes or kills. Mm-hmm. And that's the significance of the 1,310. One final question, Zane. I recognize that last name so well. Paul, you've got siblings playing here at Botkins. Tell me all about them.
Yeah, so today the JV game just ended, and my brother plays on it. He's number two. He's a heck of a shooter. And then same thing with my sister. Real good ball player. Her name's Boston Paul. She plays for the girls' varsity team. So, yep.
And do you try to get to see these games when you're back in town?
Yeah, I love high school basketball, especially Botkins. And it just happens that my family still plays, so it makes it wholesome coming back home.
Yep, yep. Enjoyed this conversation with you. Thanks for the dialogue, a real treat. Zane Paul, ladies and gentlemen, outstanding soccer player at Botkins, a dynamite basketball player as well, a member of the defending state champs of the Trojans last spring. Have a great career at Heidelberg, and put that degree in exercise science to work. Good future in that field, no question about it.
Thank you. Appreciate being on here.
Thank you so much, Zane. Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Well, Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or you need cash out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing member. Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got four warehouses that stock hundreds of brands for your home. Dickman's got premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. We take pride in being family-owned and operated for over 65 years. Our reputation of reliability makes your choice easy. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory, small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, DickmanSupply.com. The Marion local junior varsity team hung on to beat the Bodkins JVs. No, Bodkins won the JV game by eight. Oh, my mistake. My mistake. I misread the scoreboard. I was too busy talking to Zane Paul. Freshman game did
with
go.
A one-pointer to Marion local.
Flyers won the freshman game. Bodkins did win the junior varsity game. So it's a 1-1 even split so far. And our third game here today will decide it. The varsity tilt upcoming. Tip off in about 12 minutes between Bodkins and Marion Local. Chuck, two very sizable clubs. You won't come across a game like this in Division IV very often. Seven or eight players, 6'4", taller, on the two clubs combined. Late start for Marion Local, won another state championship in football. In fact, in 10 of the 11 Kurt Guttemiller coaching years in basketball here at Marion Local, he's had to start the basketball campaign well into December.
Well, I would assume that if you're the MAC and the athletic director at Marion, why not schedule your first game for January 3rd and then just go from there?
Three games this week for Marion Local. This the third. A loss last night suffered by the Flyers, their first of the year, to St. Henry. Bodkins has not played in 8 days. Trojans, eight games under their belt. Advantages, disadvantages?
Well, I'm not sure. Right now, I don't think there's an advantage of games played because Marion's now playing a run of them. As a basketball coach, you'd rather have more practice than games, but Marion's under the gun now having to play games like this. We saw St. Henry play, was not incredibly impressed, even though they did beat Fort Loramie that night. But they might be getting better. But I got it. This is my first look at Marion Local. I'm reserving my opinion until I see him play.
Had a chance to talk with Phil Groves, head coach for Bodkins, earlier this week. He saw this Marion Local team play Coldwater at the Cavaliers gym, and he said, daggone it, Coldwater zoned the whole game. I didn't get to see Marion Local get no man-to-man offense run by the Flyers. Yeah. It seemed like a wasted trip, but we did have a good conversation, beginning with dialogue about the big win last Sunday by Bodkins over Shawnee at the Elk Elite Showcase, 61-57.
Yeah, that game was a game of runs. Both teams had made pretty good runs at different points in the game. We actually found ourselves down four with about 3 minutes left to go in the game, and the kids fought through adversity the whole time, and really did a good job, pulling out that victory.
Hey, did Jacob Kleiman have a great first half or what?
yeah, he got off to a great start. The second half, they instead of double teaming him, they triple teamed him, and he did a good job of finding the open man and getting the ball, sharing the ball to Kendall Wendell and Jamison when they were open. So he did a good job with that.
Yeah, triple teamed. He may have held him a little bit too. Your three-point shooters made some crucial hoops.
Yeah. We talk about sharing the basketball and being a total collaborative team effort. And we have a lot of unselfish guys that are willing to share the basketball to the open guy and find those open shooters when they're open.
Yeah, I think what went unnoticed maybe in that game was the contributions from Jordan Herzog and Elijah Stewart, each with a key assist, each with a big basket.
Yeah, both those guys come off the bench for us every game and give us quality minutes. Sometimes they play more minutes than others, and it just depends on how the game unfolds. So those guys have been really solid for us coming off the bench.
I sense Dylan Topp is slowly but surely becoming maybe a little more of a scorer for you and will generate some points.
Yeah, to be totally honest with you, Dylan, he's another one of those unselfish players that he doesn't care if he scores 2 points or 15 points. You know, the other night at Fairlawn, he got the ball in the post and then really did good things for us. I think he had 15 points for us the other night. So it's once again, it's a team effort, and any one of our guys can step up for us any night.
What's it like dealing with 8 days off without a game between Fairlawn and Marion Local here today?
Yeah, right. We have 8 games in so far, and it was nice to get a little bit of a break for the kids through the holidays. We give them 3 days off, and we've came back this week and had 3 good practices so far. So it's good to keep them fresh. The second half of our season is a grind. We know that going into it, so we just want to keep them fresh and keep them motivated.
From a technical standpoint, what do you work on at this point in the campaign right after Christmas heading into the new year?
I think we can always get better defensively. We can always perfect things. Offensively, try to work out some of the kinks and just, maybe throw a couple new things in so we have some wrinkles for people to have to worry about going into the second half.
In terms of size, Marion Local matches up fairly well against you.
Yeah, this is going to be the biggest front line we played this year. They can run 6'8", 6'7", 6'5", at you. So, it's going to be a test for us inside. Maybe we have to rebound well, limit them to one shot per possession, and just keep doing the things we've done to be successful so far.
Words of Phil Groves, head coach of the Bodkins Trojans, who defeated Marion Local last year at the Flyers gym in a very close encounter. Marion Local came on strong toward the end of the season a year ago, lost an overtime thriller to New Bremen. In fact, Marion Local head coach Kurt Guttemiller said that was a tough one. We had a 3-possession lead in the final 30 seconds, and New Bremen somehow got it tied, won at no T. It was one of those storybook basketball seasons for New Bremen, like it was in football. Yep. They were the state champs a full year ago. But Marion Local returns a number of fine players from that team a year ago. And on Tuesday, I sat down with Coach Kurt Guttemiller in year number 11 at Marion Local.
A comment on getting ready for high school basketball here at Marion Local each and every year late after a big run in football, oftentimes a state championship.
Yeah, Jack, it's one of those things we've definitely gotten used to. It's definitely a good problem to have. This is my 11th year at Marion Local, and 10 of those have resulted in us playing in a state championship game. So, we usually got about a week and a half to get ready for our first game, and we kind of know the recipe by now. We give them three or four days off, and then get a couple practices in that week and really push them hard. And then the following Tuesday, we try to get a scrimmage in if we can. This year, we actually went up to Cary High School up near Findlay and was able to get a scrimmage in, which was valuable to us. And a couple days later, you're playing your first game. So, our kids, I give them a lot of credit because it's very difficult, when you're on the top of the mountain, so to speak, in football, and then all of a sudden you got to start all over again, and now you got to make that climb again. You're at the bottom of the mountain, and you got to try to rise up and cycle into a new season, and our kids have done a tremendous job.
You do have a fine mix of a few football players on this basketball roster. Highlight your top half dozen players or so here at the start of the year.
Yeah, it starts with our two returning starters, Brady Ronnebaum. He's been starting for 3 years now, and Peyton Oddie, who's our defensive specialist. He was a quarterback of the football team. Those two guys have played a lot of minutes, varsity minutes for us already. So those are key contributors. And then we've got two other guards that are coming off the JV team last year that have really done a nice job, Jaden Mesher and Tate Hess. They've both had outstanding starts to our season. And then we've got a lot of young big guys. We've got Jack Knapke, who's a 6'8 sophomore, he's still got a lot to learn, but he's doing a nice job for us. Hudson Rose is a senior that's come in and played well at the four spot. So those guys have done a great job. And then off the bench, Chris Hardings, he's another senior that comes in. He's got a nice size. He can battle for us on the inside. And then we got a young big man, 6'7 freshman, Austin Niekamp, who's going to be a really nice player. And he kind of toggles between JV and varsity. But between those 7-8 guys, we got a nice rotation.
As usual, the Midwest Athletic Conference, pretty tough. Very few easy wins, especially away from home. It's going to be competitive once more.
Yeah, and you can just see certain leagues that when they're, on the downside and on the upside. And our league's been, I would say, just above average the last couple of years. But you can see the young talent in our league rising up here in the next 3 or 4 years, starting with this year. You can see even at the junior high level, our league's going to be on the upswing here. And it's fun. It's a competitive league, like everybody knows. And it's certainly, every Friday night you got to lace them up and be ready to go.
Head coach Kirk Guttemiller of Marion Local. The rubber match of our three games here today to take place in just a few minutes. Bodkins 8-0, Marion Local 4-1. Shelby County Athletic League versus the Midwest Athletic Conference here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. JV game here today went to Bodkins. Freshman tilt, a one-pointer taken by Marion Local, and it should be an exciting, entertaining varsity game between these two clubs upcoming. It's time for a one-minute radio station break, a one-minute radio station break. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, Bodkins and Marion Local here on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes. We build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Bodkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Hey, we're a favorite of the home crowd in Bodkins, and those who visit us from towns all around, we are Meyer's Tavern in Bodkins at 303 North Main. Known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu for you. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are popular. Terrific strip loin steak dinner is just $12.50. We're proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. That's Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Bodkins. To place your carryout, call 937-693-8271. 693-8271. We bet you won't find better at Meyer's Tavern. Bodkins Trojans 8-0 on the year, beating Springfield Shawnee by 4 last Sunday. A couple of blowouts over Houston and Fairlawn in the Shelby County Athletic League. An 18-point win over Fort Loramie here. A victory over Minster by 15, Parkway by 14, Anna by 17, and Jackson Center opening game of the year by 10. Those two clubs reunite next Friday at Jackson Center. playing of our national anthem is upcoming. Then we'll have starters for you in the opening tip. Two very sizable clubs here today, each with a lot of talent. Should be an excellent game. Bodkins 8-0, Marion Local 4-1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets. One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill-and-TangemanFH.com.
Whether you're looking for your first home or your next home, refinancing your current home, or building your dream home, the experts at Osgood Bank can help make it happen. With rates remaining near historic lows, right now is the time to act. Don't wait for rates to go up. Apply online today at osgoodbank.com or give us a call toll-free at 888-607-7640. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit FRCOhio.org.
Well, we welcome you back here to the Bodkins Gym. Very good crowd on hand for this New Year's Eve matinee game between Bodkins and Marion Local. The game was not scheduled previously for this date, but Marion Local had to rearrange dates for at least a half a dozen games in the months of November and December because of the late run by the football team into the tournament. In fact, Marion Local once again won the state playoffs in Division 7, 12, count them, a dozen state titles in high school football for Marion Local. So this contest was reset for today. As of 2 weeks ago, a date had not yet been determined, but within the last 10 days to 2 weeks, it was finalized that these two teams would hook up on Friday afternoon, New Year's Eve day. The third game this week for Marion Local. Marion Local has played five games in less than 2 weeks. The Flyers are 4-1. Botkins is 8-0 on the year, undefeated. The Trojans play Jackson Center next Friday. Chuck, we saw the Tigers in action last night, finishing with a 26-6 spurt over the last 10 minutes to whip Anna.
Yeah, Jackson Center, from the first game we saw over here to that game last night, has improved probably more than any team that I've seen in the league from the beginning of the season. They've turned into a really good basketball team, and there's nothing surprising about that with Scott Elkert at the helm.
Marion Local Flyers attired in the road blue, gold numerals, gold and blue stripes down the sides of the shorts, white piping at the bottom of the shorts. Botkins in the home white, the Botkins gold numbers outlined in black. Starting lineups for Botkins: Carter Plyman, 6'5", Jacob Plyman, 6'6", up front. Jamison Meyer in the backcourt, 5'9", senior, along with Jaden Wendell, a 5'8", senior. Dylan Topp at a forward spot, a 6'4", senior. Botkins has won the opening tap to start the game. Here's a baseline drive to the rim. Oh, what a play. Outstanding maneuver to the rack, but Dylan Topp picking right up where he left off. He had a fine performance against Fairlawn 1 week ago, his best game of the year, best game of his career, in fact. And he scores here at the outset to lift Botkins to a 2-0 lead. Marion Local's got Brady Ronnebaum at a guard, a 5'11 senior, with Peyton Oddy, a 5'10 senior. Here's a drive by Ronnebaum into the lane, shoveled it, missed it, no good. Rebound Botkins. Here's a left corner three by Wendell. Good! 5-0 Botkins. Two shots, two field goals. 5-0 Trojans. The rest of the starting five for Marion Local: Hudson Rose, 6'4 senior forward. Jack Kanapke, 6'8 soft at the center spot. Jaden Mesher, a 6'2 junior, operates out of a wing. Here's an air ball thrown up by Marion Local from the corner. Botkins, easy rebound. 5-0, good start for the Trojans. Two shots, two makes. Plyman straight away, 28-footer off the back brace. Rebound kicks out to Kanapke. Up the floor to Ronnebaum. 5'11 senior, Brady on the bounce. Kanapke led Marion Local last night in scoring, although St. Henry defeated Marion Local by 3. Final score was 52-49. Here's a baseline drive by Ronnebaum. Pulls up, feeds into the middle, and the ball is circled back out on top. Outside the arc of the left, it's Oddy. Fires that inside to Kanapke. Ball shaken loose by Botkins, but picked up and laid in. Right place, right time, Hudson Rose. 5-2. Botkins in the lead, 5:55 to go, first quarter.
Yeah, boys got to protect that backside, and Botkins didn't do it that time.
Here is Wendell, high post, feeding the big man. Stolen on the play by Oddy. He sprints down the floor for Marion Local. Drive, shoots, missed it, no good. Over the back on the rebound against Botkins. Good pressure out high by Marion Local's defense. Forced to take away. Good steal.
As well as I thought they played against Shawnee on that Sunday. Some of the things that I saw, there, they're really sloppy on some of their passes, not moving towards the ball.
Right, and Marion Local just committed that very same thing, inbounds pass. Flyer didn't come to greet the ball, and Botkin steals it. Wendell inside the arc, elbow on the left, 15-footer, bingo! Jaden Wendell's got two field goals. He drained four threes against Springfield Shawnee last Sunday. 5:17 to go, first quarter, 7-2 Botkins. Top of the circle, Jaden Mesher. High point left side, three ball, swish! Jaden Mesher, Marion Local, tallies, and it's 7-5. Mesher, very good outside shooter for the Flyers. Botkins has it on the arc. It's Carter Plyman. Ball swung around the top of the circle. Little give and go. It is Jamison Meyer inside to Jacob Plyman for the bank shot right in front. 9-5 Botkins. 4:44 to go here in the first quarter. Peyton Oddy, baseline drive for Marion Local. Pulls up, fade away from 10. No good off the flange. Rebound down to Botkins. Wendell walks it to midcourt, nearly over and back, handed it off to Jamison Meyer. Ball flipped to Jacob Kleiman, left corner. On top to Wendell again. No good, off to the right. Nice rebound by Adi.
Good box out that time.
Yep. Flying through the air. Adi snared the board for Marion Local. 9-5. Botkins by 4. Nearly half the first quarter in the books. Mesher right corner. Big Jack Kanapke at 6-8. Touches it in the paint. Squeezed by 2 defenders and fouled. It's Common. Ball out of bounds to Marion Local underneath the Flyers' rim.
2 shots.
No rule to be in the act of shooting by mistake. No question from Botkins. Apparently Kanapke had started up with the arms, and he is awarded a couple. He dips the knees. Free throw is airborne. It's perfect. 9-6. 3-point lead, Botkins. Substitutions, Austin Niekamp, 6'7", freshman in, and now Marion Local goes Niekamp at 6'7", Kanapke at 6'8". Second shot, Kanapke on the way. It lipped the iron, came out. Rebound pulled down by Botkins. Lane violation by the Trojans. Another free throw coming to Kanapke. Carter Plyman rebounding position low on the left. Jacob, foul lane, far side. That free throw by Kanapke rolled around. It too came off, and it janked down by the Trojans. 9-6. Botkins up 3. 3:58 to go, first quarter. Carter Plyman to Jacob. Straight away to Jordan Herzog is checked in. Very good-looking sophomore for the Trojans. 6'3" tall. Right corner, Jacob Plyman. Puts his head down, drives right around. Wow. Kanapke. Little left-handed half-hook in the lane of beauty. Jacob Plyman moving on the dribble.
Boy, he's gone to his left hand. It's improved so much this year.
Beautifully done. 11-6, Botkins. Adi throws one up off balance in the paint area. Way off the mark. Rebound down to Botkins. That was a special move by Jacob Plyman. Last trip down the floor. Wendell, far right wing. Goes out high to Jacob. Kanapke comes out to greet him. Far left side, Jamison Meyer swings it to Carter Plyman between the circles. Play called out by head coach Phil Groves of the Trojans. Wendell midcourt, pressuring as Ronnebaum nearly steals. Gets it to Jamison Meyer, does Wendell. Back to the basket, mid-post. Carter Plyman turns. 9-footer, hangs on the front rim short. Rebound pulled down by Niekamp at 6-7. Long heave down the floor, out of bounds. Bad pass. 11-6, Botkins, 2:47 left in the first. Jaden Mesher in. Chris Harding's in. Harding's a 6'4 senior. Mesher started, 6'2 junior, back on the floor. Marion Local, Chuck, has got 6'4 and taller. What about 5 different young men?
Yeah, they can throw size at you.
Jamison Meyer to midcourt for Botkins, being pressured by Jaden Mesher. He picks up his dribble, goes outside the arc on the right to Jacob Plyman. Guarded by Hardings. Jacob on the weave to Jamison. 30 feet away, thought about shooting, didn't. Now to Herzog, right flank. Goes baseline to Carter. Back to Herzog. Foul line extended right, flips it back out on the arc to Meyer. 11-6 Botkins, 2:15 to go, first quarter. Right corner, Herzog looks for the cutter. Carter Plyman can't find him. Here's Jamison, gets a screen from Top, who rolls. No pass available. Carter Plyman on the arc. Here's Jacob, 30 feet away on the right. Carter, head of the key, 2 minutes to go. Over guarding foul against Marion Local. First quarter, 11-6 Botkins. And that was the very first team foul on Marion Local. Goes against Ronnebaum.
Yeah, he saw an opening, but bumped him a little bit on the way to the basketball.
Ball flipped into Jamison Meyer at the Trojans logo at midcourt. Picked up by Jaden Mesher. On the bounce, it's Jamison. Motioning for Dylan Topp to come toward him. Now Topp goes back door. Good feed, Jamison Meyer. The shot by Topp hung on the rim. It seemed like forever. And then Kerplunk, it fell through. 13-6 Botkins. Great dish. Good bucket for the Trojans, who are up 7. On the arc, Peyton Nottie for Marion Local. Back to the basket in the lane now. Hemmed in by 2 guys. Throws right corner, Hardings. He chucks up a 3. Bouncing, no good. Rebound low on the left. Taken away by Tate Hess of Marion Local, is coming off the bench. Up and under goes the 6'2 junior for the field goal. 13-8 in favor of Botkins. Carter Plyman is ridden on the back as he brings it down the floor. Marion Local has already played, Chuck, about 9 or 10 young men.
Yeah, they've played a bunch. I mean, yeah, that's what they're doing right now, those getting everybody into the flow to get ready for the stretch run.
Hess off the bench just made a nice fielder, 6'2 junior, to cut the 7-point Botkins lead to 5. Trojans inbound. Here's Carter Plyman, baseline right to Jacob, around 1-2 players, up and in off the backboard. Good two-man game, right side of the floor, Carter and Jacob. 15-8, 7-point lead, Botkins, 48 seconds to go, first quarter. Between the rings, Tate Hess. High left, Chris Hardings. Gives it up on top to Mesher, who's trying to find his three, can't get loose. Ball thrown baseline right, juggled by Marion Local, picked off by the Flyers. Diving into the lane, Ronnebaum goes up and under, and somehow, some way, got the ball to the rim and gets credit for drawing a weak two-shot foul.
Yeah, if he actually did bump him, that was a silly foul because he had no chance of making that shot.
Nope, Ronnebaum was below the backboard before he lifted the ball toward the iron. 3 team fouls on Botkins. Who was nailed with that one, Chuck?
That was on Carter Plyman.
Carter got it. He and Jacob had him suffocated. Free throw by Ronnebaum is good. 15-9 in favor of Botkins. Half minute to go, first quarter. Second shot by Ronnebaum after 5-6 dribbles. Dips those knees. Switch on the free throw. 15-10, 5-point lead. Botkins. 27, 26, 25 seconds to go, first quarter. Here's Carter Plyman, top of the circle, being pressured, nearly fouled by Hess. Carter takes an off-balance 17-footer, ill-advised shot, way off to the left. Rebound down to Marion Local, which trails the 5. 12 seconds to go, first quarter. Here's Ronnebaum, 30 feet away. Motions, 6, 5. Ronnebaum goes baseline left, around one player, another. Late dish inside of the big man. Shot missed on the play by Kanapke. He had a point blanker, a chippy. He was set up but couldn't finish. Botkins 15, Marion Local 10 after 1. Hunt scores, broadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This is Jack Creamer with Chuck McBee, scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, your radio on your phone for high school sports, along with our simulcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Good start to the game for Jaden Wendell, Chuck. He got Botkins out in front, led by as many as 7.
Yeah, he had 5 in the first quarter. Jacob Lyman had 6. Dylan Topp had 4.
Nice balance for the Trojans, who lead it by 5, 15-10. Flyers possession, starting the second. Here's Ronnebaum feeding the jump shooter. Baseline right, Tate Hess, and he buries it. Nice delivery on the play. The pass from Ronnebaum to Hess, and it's a 3-point game. Here is Botkins into the right corner with it. Herzog on the dribble. Herzog 25 feet away. Out high to Carter Plyman. Gets a screen from Dylan Topp. Nice hedge by Marion Local. Herzog in the left corner. 7:14 to go, first quarter. Head coach Phil Groves shouts out move for the Bodkins offense. Let's see some action. Right corner, Jamison Meyer, who's not gotten a shot off yet. Loops it baseline left to Herzog. He's crowded, hemmed in. Goes to Meyer, 25 feet away. Back out between the circles to Carter Plyman. Marion Local displaying splendid defense. Carter Plyman, little pick and roll with Jacob. Baseline right, short corner. He's doubled into the lane. Loops it left corner. Herzog jacks up a three. It barely caught iron. Rebound yanked off the board by Chris Hardings of Marion Local, which can cut it to one or tie. Ronnebaum on the arc. Gets a screen from Hardings. Weak pass cross court. Caught by Hess. Back to Ronnebaum. Left corner Hardings. 6:22 to go in the second. Bodkins up three. Elbow in the right. Hess. Back to the hoop. Needs assistance. Gives it to Jaden Mesher. Pitch and catch on the arc by Marion Local. Only one bucket scored here in this quarter. We played 2 minutes. 15-12 Bodkins. Setting up to shoot. Tate Hess doesn't fire. Good defense from Herzog. Ball looped right side of the floor to Mesher. Hess again straight away. Looks for the back door cutter. Not available. Ball left on top to Ronnebaum. Shuffled his feet and he walked. A lot of dribbling, a lot of passing, and nothing to show for it for Marion Local.
Well, both teams are playing pretty good half-court defense, and nobody's really solved how to get in the lane to score.
15-12, Bodkins up three, 5:46 left to go here in the second quarter. So many thanks on scoresbroadcast.com. To these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulte. Thank you, Superior, very much. And the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi, at 575 East Main in Rushi. And we say hello to Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie. Jamison Myers got the ball right in front of the Marion Local bench. Scoring pace has really slowed down to nearly a halt. Meyer gets a screen from Jacob Plyman. Sets and shoots inside the top of the arc. A long deuce. It spun around and came out. Rebound down to Marion Local. Down three are the Flyers. 5:16 to go, second quarter. Straight away with the ball is Tate Hess to Adi. Adi gives it up to Ronnebaum, who retreats to the Trojans logo at midcourt. Played 3 minutes, second quarter of play. Only one bucket in this period. Jump shot, top of the circle. Adi didn't look comfortable letting it fly. It hit the side of the rim, caromed away. Bodkins has got the board. Jacob Plyman, dribble drive into the lane. Fed to a teammate, big-time collision. Ball goes off a Bodkins player out of bounds.
That was unselfish because he could have taken about a six-footer there. I'd like him to shoot that.
Exactly. Yep, Jacob had it from close to point-blank range. Tried to make the extra pass through a cluster of players, and Bodkins couldn't handle it. Dribble drive into the lane. Nice job. It is Ronnebaum, a late dish to Austin Niekamp, who plays it through. Outstanding feed by Ronnebaum, who penetrated, made it happen. The 6'7 Frosch, Niekamp, generates the bucket, and it's a one-point game. 15-14. Bodkins in the lead. Bodkins hasn't scored in nearly 4 minutes here in the second quarter. Jamison Meyer, far left wing. Into the corner, Dylan Topp. On top, Wendell. Gets a screen from Carter Plyman. Drive by Wendell. Back out to Meyer. Foul line, Carter Plyman. Good defense by Adi. Left corner, Jacob Plyman. Got the big man Hardings off his feet. Jacob to the bucket. Up and good. Off the window. Timeout, Kurt Guttemiller, head coach, Marion Local. 3:51 left in the second. We've got a good one going here at the Trojans Gym. 17-14 Bodkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Got a mobile phone glitch? We're the fix. The cell phone shop in North Dayton at 2041 Harshman. Off I-75, take Needmore Road Southeast, and you'll extend right into Harshman Road. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off at the cell phone shop on Harshman in North Dayton. We fix phones, tablets, PCs, game consoles, MacBooks, laptops, and more. We'll fix your phone while you wait.
complete. Broken glass, charging port, digitizer, camera, speaker, unlock service, and even water damage. The most prompt and reliable cell phone repair in Western Ohio. The Cell Phone Shop, Needmore to 2041 Harshman in North Dayton. Diagnostics are free. No fix, no pay. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off at the Cell Phone Shop in North Dayton. 937-567-0878. 567-0878. Any make, any brand. If we can't fix it, no one can. CellPhoneShopDayton.com.
Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. It's the number one most valued agency in the area, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and more. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. County Road 25A, Barker Insurance, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857. Well, Marion Local runs a play for a three-point shot and misses after the timeout. And Carter Plyman hustles down the floor, gets the ball from Jacob, and buries a long triple. Carter Plyman zeroes in. Six-point lead, Botkins, 20-14, 3:12 left second quarter. Ronabomb to Adi between the circles. Peyton Adi, the outstanding Marion Local football quarterback. High right. It goes to the driver. Ronabomb down the lane. Oh, a wraparound pass below the basket. And the finish by Jack Konapke. Good dish on the play. Nicely done by the Flyers, who are down 4, 20-16.
Carlos Eagle would be sitting here having a real problem with their lack of rotation.
Here's an off-balance drive to the rim, but Jacob Plyman might have been fouled. Shot at the backboard rim. Came off. No good. Rebound Marion Local. Flyers bring it down, trailing by 4. Ronabomb outside the arc to the three-point shooter, Jaden Mesher. Look out. Got it. He's a good one. Mesher, a bum, and it's a one-point game. A trifecta for Jaden Mesher of Marion Local, 20-19. Botkins up 1. Trojans once led by 7 with a minute 20 to go in the first. Here's Jacob Plyman. From the short post, about a 12-footer outside the lane on the right. No good off the back iron. Rebound Marion Local. Boy, the Flyers have stopped Botkins' offense cold. And Marion Local now with a two-pointer can earn a one-point advantage. A minute 48 to go in the second. Here's Peyton Adi. Elbow in the left. Gives it up in the left corner to Hardings. Back out to Peyton. Splits a couple defenders. Drives. Running one-hander. Good! Marion Local up a point, 21-20. Peyton Adi found an opening. He navigated the lane and flipped it in while motoring toward the basket. Outside the arc on the right, Carter Plyman gives to Jacob. Jacob muscled by Hardings. Jacob in the lane, on the arc to Wendell. Left corner, shot fake, Carter Plyman. Back to Wendell. Marion Local runs away from him. And Wendell took steps. Surprise, he was so open.
Well, I'll tell you right now, Marion Local doing a much better job of closing out on three-point shooters than Botkins is.
Yep, good job by the Flyers defensively. And Marion Local is using its muscle and beef to shadow and shoulder Jacob Plyman when he gets within 12, 15 feet of the rim. And Marion Local's got a one-point lead with a minute to go in the second quarter. Tate Hess has the ball outside the arc on the left to Jack Konapke. Now Jaden Mesher popping out as Ronabomb. Left wing Tate Hess. Straight away, three-point shot. Marion Local, Mesher, no. Off the back brace. Rebound Jacob Plyman, stolen by the big man Hardings. And Marion Local's got it back. Ronabomb between the rings, 37 seconds to go. Second quarter. Marion Local up 1, 21-20. Head coach Kurt Guttemiller telling his players, bring that offense out to midcourt. Flyers winding the clock down. 21-20-19. Ronabomb holding it. Carter Plyman on him loosely. Ronabomb gets a high screen from Hardings. Ronabomb down the right side of the lane. Throws to Mesher. Right corner three ball. Rattles no good. Follow to the rim. Follow to the rim. But Tate S.
3 seconds left. Carter Flyman hustles down the floor. Drive, shoots. No good with a tenth of a second to go, but he's hacked on the arm. And he'll get two free ones. 23-20, Marion Local. Botkins not boxing out well here in the second period. Marion Local getting a few shots around the basket, just like the last one, to go up three. Tenth of a second to go, second quarter. Carter Flyman, two free throws coming for Botkins. He shoots and misses. Second quarter here today for Botkins. Not dissimilar to the third quarter last week against Springfield Shawnee. Botkins, a solid first quarter here today. Not sharp in the second. Second free throw, Carter Flyman is good. 23-21. Marion Local inbounds, and that's it. First half is closed out. Nice rally by Marion Local, which once trailed 13-6. Flyers trying to pull off a surprise, an upset of unbeaten Botkins here today. Marion Local 23, Botkins 21. We'll have a two-minute radio station break is upcoming in just a matter of seconds. A two-minute radio station break is coming up in about a half a minute. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Yep, Riemann Drywall and Anna gives your home or business that clean, eye-catching, professional look. We offer drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, and high customer satisfaction. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. Riemann hangs your wallboard and installs your ceilings with exact precision. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and you need drywall work, check on Riemann Drywall in Anna, just a call away, 937-538-0513, 538-0513. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Two-minute radio station break is upcoming, 23-21. Marion Local over Botkins at the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Bruschi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
Welcome back to Botkins. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McVie. Marion Local owns a two-point edge at the break, 23-21. Our radio station sponsors here today, thank you very much. Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, Minster Bank, Reese Insurance, Sydney Chiropractic, Sydney Tire, Best One Tire, TC Sports in Sydney. Our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Trojans down two after a poor second quarter, Chuck.
Well, they scored 6 points. You're not going to win a lot of games scoring 6 points in a quarter.
11-9 rebounding advantage for the Flyers. 3-0. Botkins does not have an offensive rebound in the first half. Botkins went to the free throw line twice, made one. Marion Local went to the free throw line four times, made three. Individual scoring for Marion Local. They got six from Jaden Mesher. They got six from Tate Hess. Then they drop all the way down to three for Jack Canaffi and two each from Rose, Niekamp, Adi, and Ronnenbaum. They had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 players that scored. They scored 10 and 13, 23 for the first half. Botkins led by Jacob Kleiman with 8, and then they got 5 from Jaden Wendell, 4 each from Carter Kleiman and Dylan Topp. They had 4 young men score. They scored 15 and 6 and trail at 23-21 at the half.
Jamison Meyer, 1, maybe 2 shots. He's been blanketed, and Marion Local's using its thickness on the inside very wisely, very effectively.
Well, I mean, right now I'm seeing Botkins just running perimeter. Everything's perimeter. They're not trying to get the ball inside. In the first quarter, when they were going inside, Plumman had 6 points against them. As big as Marion Local is, they can't guard Plumman if they're getting the ball down on the block.
Right.
But they're making him catch it and make some kind of a move, getting down there in the first place and throwing the ball.
Yep. That's our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. About 5 minutes away from the start of our third quarter, 23-21. Marion Local over Botkins on Scores Broadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAG Inc. OH.com.
LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center, one of our outstanding sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com, has been with us since our start in 2006. We could not have been conceived without the support and assistance from LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center. We thank you so much, LaCal, which moved from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal, back in 1982 to Jackson Center, Ohio. And LaCal Equipment has recognized here on ScoresBroadcast.com student-athletes who succeed on the court, on the field, and in the classroom today. We highlight cheerleaders for you. Senior cheerleader for Botkins, Emma Steinke. Junior cheerleaders, Caitlin Kinsella, Mallory Gubo, and Katie Geis. Senior cheerleaders for Marion Local, Madeline Keller, Natalie Ungrund, Lexi Brunswick, and Ella Ranley. Thank you so much, LaCal. 2 minutes away from the start of our third quarter, 2-point lead Marion Local over Botkins on ScoresBroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at secur.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Steve and Ted's in Anna, your local friendly HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. Steve and Ted's services, repairs, sells, installs residential and commercial heating and cooling, and offers complete plumbing and electrical services. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted's in 2002, quickly building a great reputation for quality products and very good prices. We'll make your budget, deliver energy and cost savings for years to come. Flexible finance options at Steve and Ted's, 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. Phone 419-628-2645. 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, and proud to offer only the finest heating and cooling products. Third quarter starts with a nice fadeaway jump shot by Carter Kleiman, and he swished it, and we're tied up at 23.
It came off a screen. I think he was surprised he was that open.
Good-looking form. Nice stroke. Coming right back, Marion Local. Long triple by Mesher. It was flat. Didn't quite get there. It skidded off the rim right into the hands of Botkins. Trojans, an opportunity to go up by two after falling behind by as many as three late in the second quarter. Oh, what an outstanding offensive play. Good dish. Carter Kleiman, Dylan Top. And I think the Trojans heard your talk at halftime, Chuck.
Well, that's a good coaching staff. They didn't need my help.
Nope. Well done by Botkins coming out of the break, running a couple of set plays. 25-23. Botkins in the lead by two. Brady Ronnebaum spin move in the lane. Carter Kleiman throws a web over him, and the ball has to come back outside. High right, Hardings with the ball for Marion Local. Now Konepke. Konepke, a 6'8 sophomore, being guarded in the post by Jacob Kleiman. Hardings has got it straight away. 6'4 Harding, 6'8 Konepke on the floor. Getting a screen is Ronnebaum. He jacks up a three off to the right. Rebound down to Carter Kleiman for Botkins. Botkins forcing Marion Local into the shot. It did not want to take on that last possession. Nearly 2 minutes gone here in the third. A 4-0 start by Botkins, which leads at 25-23. 30 feet out is Carter Kleiman. Wants to drive on Adi. At the elbow on the left, doesn't shoot. Goes to Jacob. Back to Carter. Interesting matchup. Adi giving up a few inches, in fact, several, to Carter Kleiman. Outside the arc on the right, it's Jacob Kleiman. Dribbles into the lane. Leaves it on the arc for Jamison Meyer. Bingo! Jamison Meyer from downtown.
Came off the screen, got his feet set, shot in rhythm, nice shot.
A trifecta, 28-23, Botkins spurting ahead by five. Seven straight for the Trojans to begin the second half. Top of the circle, Jaden Mesher. He's got it for Marion Local to Ronnebaum, to Mesher. Shot fake, head of the key, back to Ronnebaum. Fakes the three, nice into the lane. Hop, step, and a jump. Running hook in the lane, backboard, rim, no good. Rebound punched out by Marion Local. Third quarter owned so far by Botkins. Nice sprint here in the first 3 minutes of the second half by the Trojans. The home team leads it by five, 28-23. 5:06 to go. Third period of play. Carter Kleiman to Dylan Top. Elbow in the left. Back to the basket. Squares up. Wants to go inside to Jacob. Now back to Carter on the arc. Splits a couple defenders. Down the lane. Running shot. No, but a block. Committed by Marion Local, I think, in the act of shooting. Yep. 4:58 to go in the third. 28-23 in favor of Botkins. Carter Kleiman toes the stripe, arches it up and in. 29-23 Trojans. That was the second foul on Ronnebaum. He's replaced by Tate Hess. Nope, Ronnebaum stays in. Coming out, Chris Hardings. A little smaller team on the floor now for the Flyers as Carter Flyman drops in two straight at the stripe.
Well, from what I've seen, honestly, I think they're a better team with the smaller lineup in there.
7-point lead, Botkins. 9 in a row by the Trojans. Actually, 10 in a row going back to the last minute of the second quarter. Here's an off-balance drive down the right side of the lane by Tate S. It looked awkward. No chance to make it. He caught the glass with the heave, but he was fouled. Tate S. somehow, someway, drew the two-shot foul. The 6'2 junior eyes the bucket and rattles it in. First point for Marion Local, third quarter. 30-24. Botkins led by 7 at 30-23, matching its 7-point lead earlier at 13-6. Second free throw by Hess is spot on. 30-25. Botkins up 5. 4.5 to go, third quarter. Dylan Topp outside the arc of the left. Goes into the left corner of Jaden Wendell. Popping out to catch is Carter. They clear the floor for him. Look at him go to work against Adi. Drives. Missed it. No good. Rebound volleyball to Adi. To Hardings. Up the floor to Tate Hess into the lane. Right corner, Jaden Mesher. Marion Local down 5 with the ball. Getting free behind the screen is Mesher. It rattles in and out. No good. Rebound, Botkins. That was close. Quickly up the floor, Jacob Plyman on the loose. Motors toward the basket on the run. Makes it! Wow, he looked like a 5'10 guard.
Yeah, he took a bump that time and kept his eyes on the rim.
What
nice job.
Good dash to the rim, but Jacob Plyman, Marion Local, fell asleep. 32-25, Botkins up 7. Tate S, top of the circle. Looks down inside, picked up by Top on the arc to Ronnebaum. Here's a foul line, 16-footer, lot of rim, it's good. Feather-like touch, 32-27. Botkins up 5, 3.5 to go here in the third. Carter Plyman, head of the key, fakes left, goes right. Free ball, Jacob Plyman, right wing. Bullseye, he's got it. Jacob Plyman threw in a triple right in front of the Trojans cheering section, and timeout is called. Botkins has its biggest lead, 8, 35-27, 3:20 left, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Well, a transformation of sorts for Botkins from the second quarter to the third, Chuck.
Yeah, well, they're doing a nice job of running their offense now, getting the ball inside, and that time it collapsed. And Jacob Plyman out there, then he can absolutely shoot threes. He's got 13 now.
13 of the 35 for Botkins have been scored by Jacob Plyman. Here's a long three ball left corner by Marion Local, set up for Mesher. He got a double screen. Good look. Missed it way short. Rebounded down by Botkins. It was tipped away to Jamison Meyer.
Yeah, it was a great box out by Herzog.
Uh-oh, Mesher nearly stole it from Jamison. Jamison reaches in, gets it back, and he moved his body a little bit while on the floor. Called for a highly technical traveling. Tough break there. Marion Local had missed a three from the corner. Botkins was coming down the floor to go up by 10 or 11, and the Trojans turn it over. 2:48 to go. Third quarter of play. On the arc, it's Hess. Hess to a teammate, Adi. It's a bad pass. It's loose on the floor. Pinballed some more, and Marion Local gets it. That was a strange exchange. Far right side, it's Ronnebaum. Now comes toward us, still behind the arc. Goes into the post, back to the basket, Kanapke spins, fall away, 8-footer, got it, and a foul. Jacob Plyman got him on the wrist, shot in by Kanapke, 6-point game.
Jack Konapke to the stripe, 6'8", sophomore. Hard to believe Marion Local could have on its varsity roster 6'8", Konapke, 6'7", Niekamp. And when you look at heights of these Marion Local players, Chuck, very few have a five.
Yeah, not a lot of fives.
A lot of sixes. Everybody 6'2 and taller. Canappy banked in the free throw. Look at Jacob Wyman go to work. He took it 60 feet, barreled down the floor, and made a nifty driving layup with the left hand. That was payback for Canappy right there. Good play by Jacob. Botkins back up 7, 37-30. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Here's Mesher. Here's Tade Hess. Left corner, Adi. Into the post to Konapke. Goes to work on Jacob Plyman. Shot short, no good. He was vital up, but Jacob. Loose ball, rebound down to Carter Plyman. Big sequence here. Botkins up 7. Carter Plyman takes Adi to the foul line. Open player down low, Herzog. It's muffed. Tapped around. Marion Local's got it. Adi to the trailer. Hess. Through the top of the circle. On a weave to Mesher. Mesher against Carter Plyman. Here's Hess, 25 feet away. Botkins up 7, minute 20 to go in the third. Here's Peyton Noddy into the lane. Fall away 12-footer, banked it, missed it. Not a good look for him. Rebound Botkins. Long three, Jacob Plyman, way downtown, in and out, no good. Rebound Carter Plyman, no good. Thought he was fouled. Marion Local's got it. Minute to go, third quarter. Dribble drive down the lane. Shot missed on the play by Hess. But I think a reach in against Botkins. Let's see if it's two free throws in the act of shooting or ball out of bounds. 63 seconds to go in the third. Botkins, Chuck, a couple of spoiled possessions with opportunities to go up 9 or 10.
Yeah, they've the last two times down, I'll give Plyman that three attempt because he's a good shooter.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. That was awfully quick in the rotation.
It was down below the rim and snapped out. It looked like it was good, but wouldn't stay in the cylinder. Marion Local's got the ball. Minute to go, third quarter. 7-point game. Botkins in the lead. Botkins has been down by as many as three, up by as many as eight. On the arc is Austin Niekamp at 6'7". Hands it off on the play to Ronnebaum. And he goes zipping down the lane. Stripped on the play by Botkins. Here's a run out by Carter Plyman. Down the floor. Flips it on the go. No good. Rebound left corner. Dylan Top. Now to Wendell. Carter left corner. Checked on the play by Hess. Back out to Wendell. 28 ticks on the clock. Late in the third. Botkins 37. Marion Local 30. Wendell sets it up. Hands off midcourt, Carter Plyman. Nose to nose with him is Tade Hess of Marion Local. Ball goes left side to Wendell. Wendell is free. Loops a pass across the lane to Dylan Top on the finish. Oh, what a play. Wendell, a marvelous assist. Foul, Botkins in backcourt with 3.6 to go. Not shooting. Fourth on Botkins. One on Marion Local. It's a 9-point game, 39-30. What a pass by Wendell.
Yeah, it was a great pass. Boy, he just threw it diagonal, and it was there. That was the third foul on Carter Plyman. 60 feet from the basket, silly foul.
That's one you cannot commit. 3.6 to go, inbounded, long range, midcourt. Dribbling is Marion Local. Flapped away by Botkins as the third quarter finishes. Outstanding third period for the Trojans to outscore Marion Local by 11. 39-30. Botkins on scorersbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's VICTRESS health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
Hey, don't forget, Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike and Jackson Center does it all. And Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness does it very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged up a day and time. Walk-in vaccines from 2 to 5, Monday to Friday. A take-home test for the coronavirus, only $32. Open 10 to 6, Monday to Friday. Closed 1 to 2. Open 10 to 1 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. 596-8100, 937-596-8100. In-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. Here's a drive below the rim, but Marion Local will start the third quarter. Shot missed by Kanapke. Stick back, good by Hardings. 6'8", Kanapke missed it. Hardings at 6'4", stuck it in. Both big young men, Hardings a little wider than Kanapke. Kanapke a little taller. So the 9-point Vikings lead is 7. 7:15 to go, fourth quarter. Wendell top of the circle. Feeds it right corner on the play to Dylan Top. Back out to Carter Plyman, 30 feet from the rim. Carter extends that Marion Local defense, wants to drive, gives it behind him to Top. He knifes into the lane, goes to Jacob into the left corner. 5 team fouls on Botkins, 1 on Marion Local. Jacob picked up on the arc by Hardings. Sagging back into the paint area to defend the drive is Kanapke. Here's Jacob Plyman starting the move toward the basket, triple teamed. Hands to Carter Plyman, baseline left, top of the circle. Jamison Meyer spins below the foul line, gets out of there with it. Goes back to Carter. 6:30 to go in the game. 7-point lead, Botkins. Here's Carter Plyman on the loose down the lane. Shot deflected, knocked all around. Marion Local comes out of there with it. Down the floor, Ronnebaum. Far right flank to Chris Hardings. Wrap around pass to Kanapke in the post. He's at the short corner. Flips it straight away to Ronnebaum. Probes the middle. Spin move. Ducks under Carter. Shot's good! Carter Plyman's got 3 fouls. He's got to be careful. Nice bucket. Ronnebaum. And it's 39-34. First 4 of the fourth quarter. Netted by Marion Local. 25 feet away is Botkins. Uh-oh, Dylan Top nearly had it punched free. Botkins got it back, though. Here's Wendell on the arc. Wendell on the bounce, gives it to Meyer. Meyer head of the key. Left side it goes on the play to Carter Plyman. Carter dribbling into the corner. Fakes the handoff to teammate Wendell. Short corner, back to the basket. Dylan Top into the lane, on the arc to Meyer. Meyer arches along when a 3-pointer clanged off the rim. Rebound Hardings. That was forced. And now Marion Local's within 5. Long throw down the floor to Kanapke. Kanapke catches below the rim. Hacked on the play. But Jamison Meyer, foul 6 on Botkins. Not ruled a shooting foul. Ball out of bounds.
They called that on Jacob Plyman, and that is his 3rd.
Oh, it was not on Meyer.
It really wasn't on anybody, but they blew the whistle and called it on Plyman.
Jacob Plyman, Carter Plyman have 6 fouls, 3 each. 39-34. Marion Local within 5. 9-point game after 3. Dribble drive into the lane, Ronnebaum. Almost walked, got out of trouble, gave it to Hess at the arc. Foul line. He slips his way down the paint area, and he attracts a 2-shot foul. He shuffled it toward the rim. Oh, my goodness. Marion Local doing its best to get into that paint area and challenge Carter and Jacob Plyman, who've got 3 fouls each on them. 4:59 to go in the game. It's getting interesting. I think 2 shots here for Tate Hess. It is bouncing all around. Good. 39-35, five in a row here at the start of the fourth quarter by Marion Local. Botkins owned the first quarter in the third. Marion Local was the better team in the second. Flyers start out well here in the fourth. Second free throw too long. Rebound down to Carter Plyman. Trojans need points this trip.
Boy, I mean, they scored 15 and 18 in the first and third. They scored six in the second. Haven't scored in the fourth.
3 minutes gone. Marion Local trailing by four. Carter Plyman foul line. Good shift by the defense of Marion Local to cover up Carter. Here's Jacob 30 feet away. Left corner. Kanapke guards Herzog. Herzog on the bounce for Botkins. Wants to drive. Gives it to Jacob. Cuts into the lane. On the arc to Carter Plyman. Foul line extended left to Wendell. Right corner. Shot fake Herzog. Baseline drive. Wraparound pass. Opposite corner. Jamison Meyer. Trip ball. Trip ball. You can tell by the roar of the crowd, Herzog set it up.
Herzog got down the baseline and found him in the corner.
What a pass by Herzog. 42-35. Botkins, ball thrown to Adi in the post. On the arc to the long jump shooter. It's pumped in! Chris Hardings, the 6'4 post player, drops in a trifecta. Timeout called. Marion Local within four again. 42-38, 3:58 left in the game. It's a thriller on New Year's Eve afternoon here at the Botkins Gym on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Oh, what a ball game. Good crowd. Marion Local travels extremely well. The section below us is full to the right half, by blue and gold, black and gold, filling the lower section to the left. We're about two-thirds full across the way. We're in the mezzanine, very first row. Mezzanine about half-packed behind us. 42-38, Botkins up four. 3:38 to go, fourth quarter, long three ball. Jaden Wendell, lift the rim, no good. Rebound, scrap four. Who's got it? I think a tie-up will occur. And it's Botkins arrow, I think. That's big. Three-point shot by Botkins. Wendell circled down into the cylinder and then swirled back out. Marion Local nearly snarfed up the rebound on the floor. Hardings came close to getting it. Botkins possession. Team foul situation interesting.
Yeah, it's not good for Botkins interesting.
Nope.
6-1.
Not at all. Only one foul in Marion Local.
Is Hardings a football player?
Yes.
He looks like a football player.
16 fouls in Botkins. Marion Local in the 1-1, and the Flyers have been very adept at filtering bodies down into the lane with the ball, getting free throws at the stripe. And here in the last 3:31, Botkins has got to keep Marion Local off the line. 4-point lead, Botkins. 16 fouls, Botkins. 1 Marion Local. Back to the basket. Foul line right. It's top. Cross court, Jacob Plyman. Down low on the left to Carter. Swivels into the lane. Good feet across the paint. Shot for Dylan Top. Good! And a foul. Wow. Jacob Plyman to Carter Plyman to Dylan Top. 2 points.
Yep.
A bucket, a chance for an add-on, a plus one here at the stripe for Dylan Top.
Yeah, they run a set play out of the timeout, and it got them 2 points, possibly three.
44-38, Botkins, 3:13 to go, fourth quarter. Dylan Top with two, or I should say a one free throw after making the two-pointer. He missed it off the heel.
Long rebound, Konapke. Marion Local down six. 3:08 to go, fourth quarter. Right side, Hess. And we've got a kicking violation against Dylan Top of Butkins. 3:05 to go. 6-point game. Butkins in the lead. Here's Peyton Oddie inbounding on the arc to Ronnebaum. High left it goes to Peyton Oddie. Oh, a nice pass to the cutter. Ronnebaum hooks it in with a left hand. That's Marion Local slicing through the paint area, getting the nice basket to cut it right back to four. 2:45 to go, fourth quarter. 44-40, Butkins. Jacob Plyman's got the ball 30 feet away. Picked up by Hardings. Now to Carter Plyman. Oddie on him. Keep in mind now, Marion Local's only committed two fouls. They've got to commit five more to send Butkins to the stripe. And Butkins is playing cat and mouse right now with the ball. Jacob Plyman, head of the key. Down the lane against Konapke. Flips it back out to Jamison Meyer. High left to Carter Plyman. 2:14 to go in the game. Butkins up 4, 44-40. Here's a sloppy pass. An attempt at a back cut to Jamison Meyer. But Carter Plyman didn't deliver it very strong. Marion Local intercepted. Long three flyers. Left corner. Yes! Yes! By Hess. Yes, by Hess. 1-point game. 44-43. Here come the Flyers. Timeout called. 1:58 to go. Hunt scores. Broadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
And don't forget Meyer's Tavern after the game. The favorite of the home crowd in Butkins and those that come to us from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern. Drop on by. Have a seat. Have a burger. 693-8271. 937-693-8271. Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Butkins. We bet you won't find better. Butkins is up by only one. The 9-point lead at the end of the third quarter has withered away. Butkins has the ball below the rim, trying to shoot as Carter Plyman. No good. Stick back is good. Dylan Top, Johnny on the spot. 3-point game, 90 seconds to go. Baseline left, Hess on the arc to Hardings. Now to Peyton Oddie. 46-43, Butkins in the lead. 1:21 to go, fourth quarter. Jamison Meyer is guarding Ronnebaum 30 feet away. Ronnebaum wants to penetrate. He wants to drive. Gives it on the play to Oddie. He'll go into the lane. Spin, doesn't fade away and shoot. On the arc to Hess. He's coming off a made three. Hess, right corner, Hardings. Ball high overhead. Team foul total on Butkins, six. Marion Local's in the 1-on-1. Into the lane to Konapke. He barges down inside against Jacob Plyman and gets it to go. 46-45. Butkins up one. 46 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Head coach Kurt Guttemiller saying, foul, foul, foul. We've got a bunch to give. And Carter Plyman is hooked. 43.3 to go. 46-45 in favor of Butkins by one over Marion Local. Substitution, Jade Mesher, good three-point shooter, in for Hardings for the Flyers. Jack Konapke at 6'8", the sophomore for Marion Local, still out there. Ball inbounded by Butkins, which is not even close to the 1-on-1. Here's a reach-around foul by Marion Local. Good call by the referee. The Flyers had swiped it. Tricky play by Ronnebaum as he got in the armpit from behind of the Butkins player. Shook it free, but the referee called it. Four team fouls in Marion Local. Ball inbounded to Carter Plyman. Right corner, Jacob. Left side, Wendell. Wendell swings it back to Carter, 50 feet away, or I should say 40 feet away. That would be in backcourt, wouldn't it? a step from the timeline. Carter Plyman is wrapped up. Team foul 5 on Marion Local. We're down to 29 ticks.
Ronnebaum was yelling at Hess or Mesher because that is his fourth foul. He's yelling at Mesher, you should have fouled him.
Alex Kanapke, a 5'10 senior, perhaps a designated fouler, has come in. Ball inbounded, yep. It's Tate S. who comes over and jumps on the back of Carter Plyman. 16 fouls in Marion Local. We're down to 28.3 to go. Now what do you do, Chuck? Bodkin's ball, you're up by one. 28.3 remaining in the game.
Well, Bodkins, I think, continues to pass the ball on the perimeter, and if they make free throws, they can win the basketball game. They're only up one now, so it'd be a one possession game even if they make two free throws.
Yep, Bodkins' offense not real efficient here in the fourth. It wasn't good at all in the second. Was solid in the first and third quarters. 46-45, Bodkins up one. Bodkins trying to inbound from side court. He goes to Wendell. Wendell's got it. Flips it right back to a teammate. Then it goes to Dylan Topp, and he is jarred from behind and fouled. 1-1 for Dylan. 27 seconds to go in the game.
Well, they ran an inbounds play sideline, and they had Carter Plyman roll into the basket. Or, I'm sorry, Jacob Plyman. And he was too afraid to pull the trigger to throw that long pass. I think it would have been a layup.
Substitutions galore. Wendell out, Herzog in, Dylan Topp, 1-1. You talk about crucial clutch situation in the moment. Dylan Topp aims, shoots, it lipped the rim, no good. Marion Local can take the lead, maybe hold it for one, and possibly win it. 20 seconds to go, 46-45, Bodkins, ball kicked on the play by Carter Plyman, 16.4 to go in the fourth quarter. Ball out at midcourt for Marion Local, both teams in the bonus. Inbounded to Mesher, he goes into backcourt to Ronnebaum. 12-11, Ronnebaum into the post, backdoor cut, Marion Local, layup is good! Layup is good! What a play by Adi, 3 seconds to go. Carter Plyman, top of the circle, to Meyer, 40-footer, way off, no good, no good, it's over. And Marion Local is upset, Bodkins, 47-46, a driving layup in the half court set by Marion Local's Peyton Adi. With about 4 or 5 seconds to go, that does end Bodkins, which played very poorly here in the second and fourth quarters today. Beautiful play run by Marion Local to get the victory. And the Trojans did not call a timeout, hustled it up the floor, and did not get a good look. All the credit in the world to Marion Local, which hung tough. Marion Local trailed by 9 points, 39-30 at the end of three, and wins it by one. A miserable 7-point fourth quarter for Bodkins, a very poor 6-point second quarter for Bodkins, and the Marion Local Flyers have created the stunner, a shocker here today, beating Bodkins by a point, 47-46, a great backdoor cut, outstanding pass. I think it was Ronnebaum who delivered to Adi, and he made the driving layup. He got behind the Bodkins defense. Trojans fell asleep. That was the game-deciding goal. Marion Local played very good defense in the final few seconds, and Jamison Meyer was forced to fire up a heave from about 37, 38 feet. Didn't have a chance. Give the Flyers all the credit in the world. We'll break in a moment here for our two-minute radio station break. Marion Local, Chuck, a real tough customer, ran some good half-court offense at times better than Bodkins here today.
Well, Bodkins, this is one of those games. They came out on a weird day and they didn't play very well. They played well in the odd quarters and did not play at all in the even quarters. And, that's what happens. They played a good basketball team. You don't bring your A game, you get beat.
Exactly. Yep, the third game of three goes to Marion Local, which wins two out of three here today. Marion Local won the freshman game by a point, wins the varsity tilt by a point. JV game went to Bodkins. will return in just a few minutes to close it out. 2-minute radio station break is upcoming. Marion Local 47, Botkins 46. Trojans upset here on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
Wow. Jackson Center Pro Hardware is now in Greenville, too, at 418 South Broadway. Call Darren Yanks, 330-524-3984 at your local Pro Hardware stores. Get a big deal on DeWalt Power Tools, plus 11% off solid wood cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. Choose from 17 colors and styles. Like them on Facebook. That's the Pro Hardware stores in Jackson Center in Greenville. They'll get you beautiful white shaker cabinets in just 3 days. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. New location, 418 South Broadway in Greenville. Special pricing and professional service at your Pro Hardware stores. Yep, Chuck, you summed it up. We've talked about it the entire game. Trojans played well for half of this contest and played very poorly for the other half, right, and in the end got what they deserved. Marion Local hung tough and made some big offensive plays in outscoring Botkins by, what, 10 in the fourth quarter?
Yep, 17-7. I mean, you run a backdoor play at the end of a game, that should never work, and unfortunately it did.
Let's take a look at the scoring. Jacob Plyman had a very good first half of this contest. Dylan Topp was perhaps the star of the game. He excelled.
You saw my asterisk. He is my star of the game.
Yep.
15 points for Jacob Plyman, 12 for Dylan Topp, 8 for Carter Plyman, 6 for Jamison Meyer, who only got 2 or 3 looks at the basket today, and 5 from Jaden Wendell, who scored the first 5 points of the game and then disappeared offensively. For Marion Local, they were very balanced. They were led by Tate Hess, only one in double figures with 12. Then they got 8 from Ronnebaum. They got 8 from Jack Kanapke, who I thought had a terrific game. 6 from Jaden Mesher. My Clancy's players of the game are Dylan Topp for the Trojans and Jack Kanapke for the Flyers.
Brought to you by
Let's go to Clancy's.
Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Up the Bodkins Trojans, by virtue of this stunning setback here today, go to 8-1 on the year. Next game for Bodkins is significant. It's in the Shelby County Athletic League at Jackson Center next Friday. Jackson Center remains relevant in league play, having beaten Anna last night by a score of 61-46 in a game we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. At Marion Local, jumps into warfare in the Midwest Athletic Conference, playing Versailles next Friday. So Marion Local gets Versailles next Friday. Bodkins gets Jackson Center next Friday. A couple of big league and conference games for the Trojans and the Flyers. Marion Local now 5-1. Bodkins is 8-1. So many thanks to Zane Paul, who was with us during our pregame here today. Zane's jersey with a 107 on it was hung on the sports wall of honor, so to speak, here at the Bodkins gym. He scored 107 goals in his soccer career at Bodkins High School. Of course, Zane was a member of the state championship basketball team last March. His club's soccer record at Bodkins during his career, 59-10-7, two-time player of the year in the Western Ohio Soccer League, two-time first-team All-Ohio. Bodkins reached the state semis in 2019 in soccer, a regional finalist in 2020, 107 career goals for Zane Paul. He's at Heidelberg Chuck studying exercise science, and I bet with his soccer legs and basketball legs, he'll be pretty daggone good at exercise science.
He's just such a nice young man to go along with the fact that he's a very talented young man.
Yep. And he is up on the wall down to our right, not far from the jersey, recognizing Trisha Dietz-Mullen, 2007 volleyball player. Her career ended that season, a 2008 graduate of Bodkins, and she's got the numbers 1310 on her jersey, 1,310 kills or spikes in volleyball in her career at Bodkins.
two outstanding Bodkins Trojans athletes highlighted on the wall down to our right, Zane Paul and Tricia Dietz Mullen. Our next presentation, Chuck, comes up on Tuesday. Fort Loramie girls at New Bremo.
Okay.
In fact, our next two contests are the Fort Loramie girls in action Tuesday and Thursday, on the road both times, at New Bremen Tuesday, at Rushi Thursday, and then the Loramie girls, who are unbeaten on the year after beating West Liberty Salem last night, travel to Ottawa Glandorf next Saturday. They're back on the road again.
I hope that goes well for them. Somebody calls me and tells me how they did.
Well, we'll have all three of those Fort Loramie girls games next week. Next Friday night, Bodkins at Jackson Center Boys. That should be a fine game. Next Saturday evening, it's Minster Boys at Fort Loramie, in a game we usually cover year in, year out. So many thanks to John Hemp, John Hemp Imagery. John will give you his very best shot. Check out the banner ads for John Hemp Imagery on the scoresbroadcast.com website. John, thank you very much for always assisting us at games and offering encouragement to us. Thank you so much. For our radio station audience via WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, for our online audience via scoresbroadcast.com. For John Hemp, for Chuck McBee, alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, for our terrific board operator at the radio station, Jack Kramer, signing off here this afternoon from Bodkins, bidding you all a very happy new year. Bodkins upset today by Marion Local, 47-46 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.